Today, I want to talk about one of the biggest change to Singapore executive condominium or EC market and why I believe this could reshape buyers' behavior, upgrading demand, and even future property prices in Singapore. On the 8th of May 2026, the Ministry of National Development has announced several major changes to the EC scheme. The most significant move is the extension of the minimum occupation period or MOP from 5 years to 10 years for new EC launches. This means EC owner must now stay in their unit for at least 10 years before they can sell in the open market or purchase another residential property. Full privatization will only happen after 15 years instead of the 10 years. Whoa, this new ruling means EC has already been upgraded like Prime and Plus HDB BTO flats. This, in my opinion, is a major policy shift because the EC market has become increasingly investment-driven over the past few years. Many buyers view EC as a fast-track asset progression strategy due to the significant price gap between EC and private condominium. According to MND, new EC are typically priced about 20% to 30% lower than comparable private condominiums. Because of this discount, many buyers enter EC expecting strong capital appreciation once they hit the 5 years MOP. It's not uncommon to see MOP EC fetching close to $1 million profit in recent years. This creates very strong demand, aggressive land bids, and rapidly rising EC prices. In recent years, we have seen EC launches crossing 1,007 to even 1,009 per square feet in even ulu location, something that would have been difficult to imagine just a decade ago. By increasing the MOP to 10 years, the government is likely trying to slow speculative demand and reinforce EC towards genuine owner-occupiers instead of short-term investors. I believe this could moderate future EC price growth because buyers now need a longer holding period before monetizing their gains. This is the right move, in my opinion, to ensure a more sustainable property market. At the same time, developers will become more cautious in their land bids for future EC sites or lower down their profit margin if future buyers are less willing to pay very high price due to the longer lock-in period. Developers may need to be more conservative. Over time, this could help to stabilize EC launch prices. New EC prices may decline going forward. But this only applies to all EC government land sale sites with tender closing date on or after 8 May 2026. This means do not expect steep discount for upcoming EC that are already awarded. Developers will not sell you cheap. In fact, they could even see stronger demand. For those that are hoping for more attractive prices for EC, they will only come on board from 2028 onwards. They have yet to be launched. One is in Canberra Drive and the other in Sembawang Drive. Another important change is the increase in first-timer allocation from 70% to 90%, with priority allocation extended to 2 years instead of just 1 month. MND say this will provide greater support for young married couples and families looking to buy their first home. With this measure, first-timer will have a better chance of securing EC. This is definitely good news for first-timers. Lastly, under the deferred payment scheme, EC buyer will have to pay 20% of the purchase price upfront, with the remaining 80% deferred until the project obtains its temporary occupation permit, rather than making progressive payment based on construction milestone under the normal payment scheme. Buyer who opt for the DPS will generally incur a 2-3% premium over the EC unit purchase price. To encourage financial prudence and to align with the arrangement for other uncompleted private residential properties, developer can no longer offer the DPS for uncompleted ECs. The normal payment scheme will apply to all EC home buyers. This means there is not much of an impact to first-timer since they don't even own any property. But this will have a significant impact to second-timers who need to space out their cash flow since they still own an existing HDB flat. This also means second-timers will either need to have a lot of cash on hand to service the progressive payment, or for some, they even have to sell first, book the EC, and rent a place under the new EC TOP. Like that, confirm sian. Might as well buy resale, right? Here, so much about these EC cooling measures. There may also be unintended consequences. Some HDB upgraders who find EC less attractive due to the longer MOP could shift their demand towards resale condominium instead. This may support prices in the mass market private condo segment, especially the OCR, where affordability remains a key concern. Personally, I believe the government is trying to restore the original purpose of ECs, affordable hybrid housing for the sandwich class, rather than allowing the market to become too investment-orientated. The big question now is whether this measure will truly improve affordability or simply shift demand into other parts of the property market. Here, what do you think? Will this cool the EC market or will buyers simply move elsewhere? Can future EC buyers continue to make $1 million profit after MOP? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below.